It's David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. You know, the weekend was all abuzz with all the talk from Giuliani about whether or not President Trump could pardon himself, and they're still talking about that. But now people are talking about Bill Clinton going on his book tour and basically pardoning himself for what he did 20 years ago. He feels absolutely no guilt. As a matter of fact, he thinks he was the victim. And so we're going to have some clips here from the real victims. We're going to have even the people on the left are throwing him under the bus at this point, although very gently. We had Terry McAuliffe, who was a close friend, almost an adopted son, I guess you could say, of Bill and Hillary. He owes his political career in the Democrat Party. He essentially said, well, you know, it was a different time then. We had different standards. It's like, yeah, we've seen that your standards are still two tiers. We've got different standards for everybody. There's the Democrats and the Clintons, and then there's everybody else. And as a matter of fact, one of the news stories today that we're going to be talking about is the sailor who was on the submarine who took some souvenir pictures of where he was in the submarine. Anything that you take within the submarine, even if it's a picture of your bunk, that is born classified. Again, the lowest level of national security classification. When I got a summer job working as an intern in a defense contractor's industry, and when I was in engineering, I got classified security. It took probably all 5 minutes for somebody to ask our next door neighbor who had known me for 20 years, you know this guy? Is he okay? Probably wouldn't pass it today. But anyway, there's no big deal to getting a confidential classification. Then, of course, you got secret, you got top secret, you got above top secret. You got things like Hillary Clinton, where the conversations that she has with the heads of state and other areas, of course, that is way above top secret, even though it isn't officially gone through and been stamped by somebody as classified. And yet she puts it out there on ClintonEmails.com, and, you know, it's fine. And so Christian Saussure, who I've talked to in the past, is going to be filing a lawsuit about this double standard. And it's good. It's about time. Yeah, but there's been a double standard for Bill Clinton for a very long time. We'll talk about that today. We're also going to talk about what's going on with the NFL and President Trump. I think there's some very important lessons here. I think there's also something to be learned about the fact that President Trump, after not having a Ramadan feast last year, is going to be celebrating Ramadan with an iftar feast in the White House. So he didn't do it last year, but he's doing it this year. Why is that? Why is that? How is that? I don't know. Maybe there's something better that he could do. And I'm going to tell you what I think he could do that would be better than that. You know, that tradition was not started by Thomas Jefferson, as some people like to tell you. No, Thomas Jefferson merely accommodated a Tunisian ambassador who was there. He said, well, I've got this religious feast going on, and I can't really eat until after sundown. Okay, just come over after sundown. We'll have it. That's not an iftar feast. It's not a celebration of a religion, of a politics, or political organization, which is what Islam is, and a culture that seeks to displace and destroy every other culture. This is not multiculturalism. This is not tolerance. This is the embracing of intolerance. And guess who did it first? Hillary Clinton began this celebration as first lady. She was the first one to do the iftars. And it was continued throughout the Clinton administration. And it was continued throughout the Bush, the W. Bush and Obama administration. And so I was glad to see that President Trump was not continuing that. I don't think that's a religion, a political system, a culture that needs to be celebrated. They don't celebrate anybody else. As a matter of fact, they seek to destroy Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, you name it. Every other culture they seek to destroy. They seek to impose their law, their regulations, their intolerance over everybody. Why are we celebrating that? Forget about the Eagles. I don't really care about the Eagles. You know, this disrespect, this misplaced protest that they have going on isn't a threat to our civilization. But Islam is. Why are we celebrating that in the White House? And then we're going to be talking about the news control system and the Supreme Court saying you can have your cake and your religion, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, June the 5th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We are going to have a... It's going to be behind closed doors today. But the guy who, I guess Sherlock Holmes would call this guy, the FBI, the dog that did not bark, but he is going to be the canary that is going to sing, and I think bring this whole house down just like Samson. FBI counterintelligence chief Bill Priestap will sit down with a closed door session with lawmakers today, according to John Solomon of The Hill. And again, to give you an idea of who Bill Priestap is, he's the guy who was the supervisor in charge of Peter Strzok, the guy who was sending all the texts back and forth to his lawyer mistress, Lisa Page. I just love that phrase, his lawyer mistress. That is a disaster waiting to happen, folks. You've got a lawyer mistress. You're just begging for a disaster in your life. Anyway, they were sending all these emails back and forth talking about Andy. Well, we just don't know who Andy is, do we? Well, they weren't talking about Toy Story. They weren't talking about Sheriff Andy. They were talking about Andy McCabe. And the guy in between the people who were so attached to this guy who's probably going to get criminal charges put against him, McCabe, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who are so excited about Andy, their close friend Andy. Well, who was in between these guys? It was Bill Priestap. So Bill Priestap was over Peter Strzok and under Andy McCabe, and you haven't heard anything from him yet. They save the best for last, and it ain't over till the counterintelligence chief sings, and he's going to be singing today on Capitol Hill. I expect a lot to come out of this. But as I point out on the Zero Hedge article, all accounts say that Bill Priestap is a cooperating witness. In other words, if there's one person who can confirm that the FBI counterintelligence operation on the Trump campaign was politically motivated, we all know this. We just need to get all of the I's dotted and the T's crossed and the redactions unredacted. He's going to prove that it's politically motivated. It's going to be Bill Priestap. As a matter of fact, he talked to Lou Dobbs yesterday, and Lou Dobbs said, so he's going to be speaking candidly about his employer, the FBI, maybe Andy McCabe. Maybe he'll be speaking candidly about his employee, Peter Strzok. Anyway, Dobbs says he's going to be speaking candidly about the FBI, those who are running the agency during that period. And John Solomon said he was very high up. He had a bird's eye view of everything that went on in both of these investigations. Absolutely. He was right in the center. So that's going to be very interesting. I think this may bring this House of Cards conspiracy down when Bill Priestap talks to the House. So it'll be interesting today. Also, we have the pardon sailor that President Trump pardoned back in March, Christian Saucier, and I've talked to him, the former Navy sailor. He took some souvenir pictures of his bunk. He was sent to jail, not given the Hillary Clinton treatment, you know. And it was after Comey said, don't you try this out. We'll make an example out of anybody else who tries this, but we'll let Hillary Clinton do stuff that's above top secret. Put it out there on ClintonEmail.com, unsecured. You know, it's much easier to do that do it that way. And in the past, you used to have to come up with these clumsy ways to transfer the information. You know, you walk down, like you see on the movies, you know, Clinton would have to normally, if she's going to get a payoff, she would have to go to a park bench, look around, you know, throw it in the trash, stand up and leave. And the next person would come down and, you know, pick it up out of the trash right next to the park bench or something like that. And then, leave another dead drop somewhere for her with the money. No, she can just get the money laundered through the Clinton Foundation. And then she can put the above top secret emails there on ClintonEmails.com. And anybody can grab that stuff. You know, just drop a few hints as to where to look. Anyway, he's upset about this, as he should be. And his attorney, and he, when I talked to him, he hinted that he wasn't done. He served the time. You can't get that time back. President Trump removed some of the things that were going to affect him moving forward in his life with that pardon. But he wants justice done, and he wants to end this two-tier justice system. One for the people at the top and the rest for you and I, as Comey so eloquently pointed out when he gave Hillary Clinton a pass. And so his attorney said that he notified the Department of Justice of a pending lawsuit back in December, and he intends to file it as soon as the mandatory six-month period, waiting period lapses. He says, we will highlight the differences in the way Hillary Clinton was prosecuted and how my client was prosecuted. We're seeking to cast a light on this to show that there is a two-tier justice system, and we want it to be corrected. And so do we. And good luck with that. Hopefully we can get him on and talk to him in the near future. We're going to be talking about that two-tier justice system. We had, as I pointed out, everybody abuzz about Giuliani's talk about whether or not the president could pardon himself, and everybody's weighing in on that. And the clumsy, awkward way that Giuliani did this. I mean, is he really that stupid, or is he trying to put himself at the center of the news cycle? Because he certainly isn't helping his client, President Trump, by the things that he had to say. And of course, President Trump didn't help himself either by saying, well, I haven't done anything that I need to be pardoned for, but if I had, I could pardon myself. I don't think that's true. I think the real issue is that if the president has committed a crime, the constitutional remedy for that is impeachment by the House, trial by the Senate, and there is no pardoning of yourself after that process, because if you're found guilty, you're not president. So why are we even talking about this? I don't understand. And again, you have, Senator Cornyn was the adult in the room where he said, why are we even talking about this? There's no crime. That's what Giuliani should have said. But he wants to, you know, pretend that he's Antonin Scalia and debate all the finer legal points in this and damages his client, because that gave the press something to talk about for 2 days. Hey, President Trump thinks that he is a dictator, that he is, you know, he's going to overthrow democracy or whatever, which is what they're trying to do. And nobody is talking about the fact, actually they're talking, a lot of people are talking about what Bill Clinton said yesterday in interviews, but nobody's talking about the fact that Bill Clinton essentially pardoned himself and he did it again yesterday. Didn't even really say, excuse me, you know, at least, I guess with President Trump, you would get the Steve Martin, well, excuse me, but he didn't even do that to any of the people, that he not only had a consensual affair with. Again, this is, we'll talk about this. We'll play the clips, but this is the thing that bothers me and bothers the victims of Bill Clinton who were raped, who were violently sexually assaulted. They said, why are you talking about this consensual affair that he had? Yeah, it was inappropriate. But they talk about that. Ken Starr focused on that so they wouldn't talk about the real stuff. And again, Bill Clinton is doubling down on this to the extent that even Mika Brzezinski can't stand it. And when we talk about the Me Too, check out this story. In California, the first woman sheriff in California is now facing multiple sexual harassment accusations coming after male officers. Santa Clara County Sheriff Laurie Smith, the first female sheriff in California. Now we have equality. I guess the feminists are happy now, right? In April, a 30-year correctional officer who asked to remain anonymous delivered a letter to the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Department claiming that he had been sexually harassed by Smith. He's accusing Smith, who was the supervisor at the time, of sexually harassing him multiple times in 1994. And he's not the only one. Now you got a lot of other people coming out of there talking about that. And as we later today, we're going to be talking about more about the Supreme Court decision that broke yesterday while this program was going, and I gave you my take on why I thought it was the right thing for the Supreme Court to do. And I correctly guessed who the two judges were. I actually named one of them before I saw what it was, and I thought the other one was Sotomayor, but I knew that it was going to be Darth Vader Ginsburg, that was going to be one of the judges who did not respect freedom of religion. I knew that was going to be the case. And when we look at this, another example of bullying, and you know, when we talk about the LGBT, let's understand what this is. This is leftist government bullies and tyrants. That's what the LGBT movement is about. You don't have to bully other people and dominate them and destroy their lives just because you're gay. But these people do because they're leftist government bullies and tyrants. We're going to talk about having your cake and your religion too. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcuminin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcuminin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your products since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity.
They will soften what they don't want you to see.
Participate in a great adventure.
It's going to be an adventure,
about
isn't
to
it?
Experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
It's about picking your news. It's about news control. Yeah, we have reached the outer limits of free speech, haven't we? Actually, we've gone beyond free speech. We've gone into news control. We talk about gun control all the time, talking about the war on drugs, all these different prohibitions. Well, now they're prohibiting certain information. They will control the vertical. They will control the horizontal. They will control how deep you go into a story. They will control which stories are covered. And they will tell you what you can focus on and what you can't focus on. They will pick the focus. This has always been the desire of the government, of the CIA, their Operation Mockingbird. And it was pretty easy for them when they only had three networks. So they created three oligarchs to rule the internet that they created, the internet that was suggested by a DARPA psychologist. Why do you think they would do that? Maybe they want to control the narrative so they can control the world. Remember Orwell's 1984? Those who control the past control the future. Those who control the present will control the past. And they will control what we are allowed to see. And here's Apple openly admitting it. Apple's Vice President of Product Marketing, Susan Prescott, made an alarming announcement yesterday that Apple will be selecting the top news stories that appear in Apple News during the company's Worldwide Developers Conference on Monday. So she made this news that they're having the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, and she says, news is a personalized feed. Is it really? Is it really what you want to see? News is a personalized feed. Boy, this is doublespeak. Where you can see all the stories that you want to read pulled together from trusted stories, and our top stories are handpicked. So it's all there. It's personalized for you. It's the stuff that you want to see, and we will pick it. We will decide not only what is true, we will decide what is newsworthy. Yes, that is really what this is all about. It's their personalized hand-picked feed, not yours. And to give you an idea, last year Apple announced that it would hire head of Apple News, Lauren Kern, who previously served as executive editor of the liberal New York Magazine, points out NTK Network. And then we have France, where Emmanuel Macron said, I was targeted during the 2017 campaign by online rumors that I was gay and had a secret bank account in the Bahamas. It's no secret that he's a Rothschild banker. Maybe that's worse than having a secret bank account in the Bahamas. Nevertheless, online rumors. What is more damaging to somebody? Online rumors or Google labeling the California GOP as Nazi ideology in their little knowledge box that pops up? As I pointed out yesterday, we talked about this multiple times. They only give them three or four little factoids about the Republican Party in California with Google. Tell you, when was it founded? Who is the head of the Republican Party? And what is their ideology? Nazi, with a link to Nazism. Is that more damaging than some online whispering rumor campaigns that people may or may not believe? Of damaging information to him? What about Google then the next day? Putting up a picture, again, in one of their little knowledge factoid boxes of a North Carolina candidate and showing a picture of her with bigot across the bottom of her picture. Yeah. But that's okay. Don't worry about that. This is what France is going to do. They say that this is designed to stop the manipulation of information. They will manipulate the information. They will control the horizontal. They will control the vertical. And if you disagree with them, you're going to be in the outer limits. You're going to be outside of this information paradigm, and they're going to limit what you have to say. Under French law, French authorities will be able to immediately halt the publication of information deemed to be false ahead of the elections. And of course, this is as Google was labeling the California GOP as Nazis. That was happening in the run-up that was last Friday, Thursday, Friday. And today is the California primary. So just a coincidence there. No conspiracy there. Nothing to read into that. You know, when Google and Wikipedia label institutions that are not Nazis, Nazis and so forth, nothing to be concerned about. Social networks would also have to introduce measures, according to this French law, that would allow users to flag false reports, pass their data on such articles to authorities, and make public their efforts against fake news. See, this is all being pushed by the government. If they were to come in and set up a French board of censorship, as governments always do during war, make no doubt about it, we are in a war right now, folks. It's an undeclared war. They don't declare wars anymore. They do them covertly. We are in a war. We are in an information war. And just as if they were back in World War II fighting the Nazis, they've got their censor boards, except they're very clever in the way that they do it. They don't do it directly. You know, when the British colonized India, they didn't send over tons and tons of British soldiers after they'd conquered the place to run it in administration. Instead, they did what the Romans had done. The Romans and the British, when they had their empires, they would put their people at the very top. But the rest of the bureaucracy, the government bureaucracy that controlled the people, was made up of people from that area. The Nazis even did that a bit in France. The Quislings that they used there, right? Well, the Quislings in this case are the social media accounts. It's like, don't make us turn that information over to you. Don't make us vet all this stuff. No, they want them to vet it. They don't want to set up an overt board of censorship. They want the social media oligarchs to be their board of censorship. And so they demand from them that they flag false news, that they make their efforts public about what they're going to do about false news, and so forth. So they're demanding this. And of course, the other people want to do it. They want to make money. They want to be the masters of the universe, as the Breitbart people call them, because that's what they get. They get their monopoly. They get their power, their money, if they play along. As they point out, in the law would authorize the state to take foreign broadcasters off the air if they're attempting to destabilize France. They said this is obviously directed right at RT. Oh, you're trying to destabilize France. They will take you off the air. The British government has set up a fake news unit. Italy has an online service to report false articles. The European Union is working on a code of practice. But, of course, this will go much further in France, though they won't go as far as the Germans, because they are still actually have that Nazi ideology, not the GOP. They always go with the most draconian laws. They have fines up to $58 million that the Germans will levy against you. The other people just take it down. And then the head of France's National Journalist Union calls it what it is. He says it's a step towards censorship. No, it is censorship, folks. The culture minister, however, comes back and says reducing freedom of expression is not the idea at all. No, we want to protect your free speech. War is peace. Censorship is free speech. That's the double speak. We are in 1984, folks, and they are going to control the present, the past, and the future. If we don't retain our free speech, how far has France come from the ideal put out by Voltaire? Just absolutely amazing. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just Iran admitting to helping with the 9/11 terror attacks. Free Beacon reports that Iranian officials have admitted to facilitating the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. by secretly aiding the free travel of Al-Qaeda operatives, who eventually went on to fly commercial airliners into the Twin Towers. Speaking on Iran's state-controlled television, an international affairs assistant in Iran's judiciary, Mohammad Javed Larjani, said that Iranian intelligence officials did not stamp the passports of the Al-Qaeda militants in order to conceal their movements and prevent detection by foreign governments. Al-Qaeda operatives were also given safe refuge in Iran. Now, the U.S. government has long accused Iran of playing a role in the attacks, and the U.S. 9/11 Commission concluded that Iran played a role in facilitating the Al-Qaeda terrorists. But these remarks represent the very first time that senior Iranian officials have publicly admitted to aiding Al-Qaeda and playing a direct role in facilitating the 9/11 attacks. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Yeah, we can try to make sense common again, but we're going to have free speech in order to do it. And that means they can't control what you look at, they can't control what you hear, and they can't control what you say. But they want you to see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. As a matter of fact, a funny story here on Drudge Report from Philadelphia, CBS in Philadelphia. Too much bad news can make you sick, say researchers. So take that blue pill for nausea and just chill out. Yeah, I understand. You can be too obsessed about news. Take my word for it. It makes me quite ill to look at many of the stories here. You know, just only watch the kittens and puppy stories. And then I see a puppy story where this teacher is feeding a live puppy to a snapping turtle in front of his class. It's like, that makes me want to get sick. It's just unbelievable, the stuff that's there that goes on in schools. Who are these people you've turned your kids over to? Do you know? Do you know who they are? Do you know what they're teaching them? Do you know that these people, some of them like this guy, is a sick, sadistic psychopath? You know, people who brutalize little puppies and kittens and animals, that is the hallmark of somebody that grows into a serial killer. They go back and look at these psychopathic serial killers, and it's like, yeah, they were known for thinking it was really cool to abuse little animals when they were young. And then they don't have any empathy or sympathy for anything that's alive. It makes them feel powerful to destroy life. You know, kind of like Planned Parenthood. Anyway, who are you turning your kids over to be taught? But, of course, these people are saying too much bad news can make you sick. So take a break from the news. And if that doesn't work, they will remove it from you. And as if it were news, McClatchy is telling us that the big tech firms are marching to the beat of the Pentagon and the CIA, despite protesting all along. Oh, we really don't want to do this. We really don't want to hide this news from you, but the French government, the Chinese government, that's where it started, was in China. Remember when China did that? A giant firewall, and then they said to Google and to Apple, if you want to do business here, you're going to have to spy on and censor our citizens. Well, now all the Western governments are saying that because China is the beta test for the worldwide tyranny that they're trying to impose upon us, the globalists. They always try it out there. And of course, if you want to know what the future is going to look like here, you can just take a look at what the dictator in China, President Xi, is doing to the people there, because, you know, they have free reign to do whatever dictators want to do there and can do with the technology. And but McClatchy is talking about this as if this were something new. As I pointed out, you look at the funding and the creation of Facebook. They started right as DARPA shuts down their life log. Oh, they had this total information awareness where they wanted to track and follow everything that everybody did. And everybody said, wait a minute, we don't want you to do that. So DARPA and CIA and all these different organizations, NSA, said, oh, we'll do it covertly. We'll have a third party do this for us. And we can claim plausible deniability. Ah, it's not us. It's them. And they're private organizations, so they can do whatever they want. Shut up. And that's what we continually hear. Oh, they're private organizations, so it doesn't matter if they spy on what we do. But, of course, these people are getting rewarded very handsomely. Amazon gets to host all the information for the CIA and for the Pentagon now. And so it's like, you know, you want to go somewhere to get the information, your foreign government, you know where to go. Just like ClintonEmails.com, you can now go to Amazon.com and you can hack that and you can get the information for the CIA, for the military. As McClatchy says, a funny thing happened to Google and Amazon on their path toward high-tech success. They have become crucial cogs in the U.S. national security establishment. No, they've got it backwards. They set them up to become crucial cogs in the U.S. military-industrial complex. That's why they became Google and Amazon in the first place. They enable that for Facebook. It's just absolutely amazing. AI is offering law enforcement facial recognition tools that can even read the mood of people caught on camera. Yes, we know they're doing it in China, and they're rolling this out here, and they will be the ones who will do it, and they will operate our transportation. That's why I harp so much on the autonomous electric cars, to try to keep you confined into the cities. According to the UN Agenda 21, then it was the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Cities. The only thing that they're going to sustain is their power over you. Anyway, they talk about the pushback inside of Google, as many of the employees said, we're not going to do this anymore. We don't want to be a part of these military-industrial contracts that you have. Google employees, many of them complained about this. Some of them resigned. They said, we don't want to be part of the business of war. But you know what? They've had absolutely no problem participating in the business of domestic surveillance and oppression, have they? They love calling the California GOP Nazis. They love moving the narrative in their direction. They don't mind watching everything that you do, going right up to the line of creepy, as Eric Schmidt said, and then a little bit over. They don't mind that. They lost that don't be evil thing quite a while ago. They have now officially removed that, as I reported a couple of weeks ago. It used to be the password on their shuttle buses, don't be evil. They've changed all of that. They are embracing the dark side now. It's open. And just as we see from the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, they're now open about what they do. They used to try to hide it. They don't try to hide it anymore. And as a senior principal researcher at Dell Tech said, that they are becoming a critical part of national security without question. No, they always have been. Total information awareness, life log. No, we're not going to call it that. We'll call it Google and we'll call it Facebook. How's that? That's much better. We now have a Democrat representative saying that Mark Zuckerberg lied to Congress. He said Facebook actually gave device makers very broad access to user data. And as the New York Times points out, the company formed data sharing partnerships with Apple, Samsung, dozens of others. And so in a way to try to control damage, Apple is now distancing themselves from them. As the BBC points out, Apple is jamming Facebook's web tracking tool. See, you can go to Apple. They'll protect your privacy. You like your privacy? You can keep your privacy. Just like Obama said, you like your health care? You can keep your health care. Oh, you like your privacy? Okay, you can keep that. Just get an Apple device. No, they've been working on this for quite some time. They've been embedded in this very deeply from the beginning. This phony trying to distance themselves is just keeping up appearances. And it's an effort of self-preservation. Apple chief executive Tim Cook is out there virtue signaling about the invasion of privacy. Come on. As the New York Times points out, Facebook, as they sought to become the world's dominant social media service, struck agreements allowing phone and other device makers access to vast amounts of users' personal information. Facebook has reached data sharing partnerships with at least 60 device makers, including Apple, Amazon, BlackBerry, Microsoft, Samsung, over the last decade. Starting before the Facebook apps were widely available on smartphones, company officials said. So before they even had the Facebook app, they were shoveling off your information to Apple, Amazon, BlackBerry, Microsoft, Samsung, 60 device makers. Do you think they're shuffling off your information to the geospatial intelligence services, to the NSA, to the CIA, all those people who care so deeply about you? They just want to know a little bit about you for their files. They want to help you to learn, to help yourself. Look about. You don't see prying eyes. You see caring eyes. They want to help you. They want to help you be better. Be more happy, not to see that bad news that's going to get you upset. Bad news like the things that they are doing to us. And as we look at bad news, we got Bill Clinton coming out. Now, he started this book tour. And he's got a book called The President is Missing. It's a fictional thriller. But you know, when I saw that title, I thought, the president is missing. Where is she? Hillary is supposed to be in the White House by now. She's missing. Somebody else is there. I don't understand what's going on. And if Hillary had been in the White House, everybody would be saying, where's Slick Willie? Last time I saw him, he was in the Oval Office. Now, there was that young intern. Now he's gone. I haven't seen him for I haven't seen him for hours. He's missing, too. The former president is missing. Well, what is not missing is the Clinton-esque doublespeak, the Clinton double standard. And some people have had enough of it. You know, he started out. We'll talk about what he said about Me Too experiences. He's the victim, not these other women. We'll talk about that when we come back. But he got an early start by saying Obama got favorable treatment because he was black. This has been a disastrous tour for Bill Clinton. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk a little bit about Bill Clinton's disastrous self-promotion tour, promoting his book. The president is missing. And I guess you could get that as a matched set with Hillary's What Happened? The president is missing, not in the White House. Before we get to Bill Clinton and his amazing book tour, his tragical history tour, I guess we could call it, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what funds this program. And we have a massive sale that we've held over since Memorial Day, 50% off over a couple of dozen of our most popular products and free shipping store-wide. Things like Super Male Vitality, Rainforce Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, all of those 50% off plus free shipping. Also, The Real Red Pill, Super Blue, all the dental products, two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, the gargle spray that all have nano silver in them to kill viruses and bacteria. All of those 50% off plus free shipping. And also, X2, our nascent iodine, and BioTrue Selenium, that combo pack, 50% off plus free shipping. Check it out while the Memorial Day is still in a Memorial Day sale is still in effect at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's start out with what Bill Clinton began with before he got into the interview with NBC that everybody is talking about today. He pretty much got a pass on this on Sunday. He went on CBS. And they asked him about Obama, and he said essentially that Obama got a pass because he was black. Well, at least he's half black. He's 100% CIA. But anyway, this is what Bill Clinton said before he really inserted his foot into his mouth big time with the Me Too issue. But here he is talking about Obama's favorable treatment compared to President Trump.
You hear from Trump supporters who say, you know, the press slobbered all over President Obama. He could do no wrong. And now this guy can do no right. What gives? That there's a kind of whiplash.
Well, there is. They did treat him differently than other Democrats and Republicans because they.
Why?
It was the political press. I don't know. They liked him. And they liked having the first African-American president. And he was a good president, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he was, but they don't know. It's again, going back to this whole thing about Valerie Jarrett, I honestly believe that Roseanne Barr, many people didn't know that Valerie Jarrett was black. I think a lot of people don't know that Obama is white. He is. He's white CIA. He is just as white as he is black. And I would say he is whiter than he is black because he was raised by those white CIA grandparents, some of the founders of the CIA. Nevertheless, talking about the double standard, yes, we noticed that there was a double standard. Yes, we did. And thanks to Mo, let's see, what's his name here on Sunday morning? Mo Rocca, for pointing out that, yes, there is a double standard. But then he went on NBC, and he had this to say about the Me Too issue. Let's play video number one.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I think this thing has been, it's 20 years ago. Come on. Let's talk about JFK. Let's talk about, you know, LBJ. Stop already.
I don't think President Kennedy should have resigned? Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you formulate the questions. I dealt with it 20 years ago plus, and the American people, two-thirds of them stayed with me. And I've tried to do a good job since then with my life and with my work. That's all I have to say to you.
And I'm sure he's been squeaky clean since then, hasn't he? I'm sure that he's had no affairs. He's not had any flights on Lolita Express. Nothing. I mean, Bill Clinton has totally reformed his life. He has repented of that former hedonistic, predatory lifestyle that he lived. And but this was quite a bit of a back and forth, and Bill Clinton got quite angry as this reporter pressed him. And the reporter did quite a good job, I think, of pressing him on this to a degree. What he didn't do is to go beyond Monica Lewinsky. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how angry that made the women who were raped, who were physically, sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton. It's like, seriously, you're going to still just confine it to this? And we know that that's why Ken Starr did that. It was a cover-up for the economic racketeering of the Clinton crime family. It was a cover-up for rape and sexual assault to talk about a consensual affair with a young intern and to lie about it. It's like, oh, well, he lied about it under oath, so we'll get him for this little charge of perjury. They'll never find him guilty and remove him from office for that. So, but we can throw that out there as a bone to everybody. But I want to play a little bit more of that interview for you where he is sparring back and forth with Craig Melvin. He's the NBC reporter who is interviewing him. Did a pretty good job on sticking to that, although, again, he confined it to Monica Lewinsky, and that in and of itself was a bit of a cover-up. So let's go back to the Craig Melvin interview.
Back on what happened then, through the lens of Me Too now, do you think differently or feel more responsibility?
No, I felt terrible then, and I came to grips with it.
Did you ever apologize to him?
No, yes, and nobody believes that I got out of that for free. I left the White House $16 million in debt.
Oh, I had to steal furniture and silverware and stuff to make it go.
You typically have ignored gaping facts. I had a sexual harassment policy when I was governor in the 80s. I had two women chiefs of staff when I was governor. Women were overrepresented in the attorney general's office in the 70s for their percentage in the bar. I've had nothing but women leaders in my office since I left. You are giving one side and omitting facts.
Mr. President, I'm not trying to present
facts.
A side.
You asked me if I agreed. The answer is no, I don't.
And I asked if you'd ever apologize, and you said you had.
I have.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
I thought over an apology?
No, I do. I do not. I've never talked to her. But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry. That's very different. The apology was public.
And you don't think a private apology is owed?
I think this thing has been, it's 20 years.
President Kennedy should have resigned?
Yeah, let's hold it there, because they go back to LBJ and a JFK. I mean, you go back to FDR, whatever. You can go back to all these different people. The bottom line is, I don't know of any allegations of, I don't really know what LBJ and JFK did. They probably were as bad as Bill Clinton. Does that mean that's okay? You know, the Daily Beast, hard left, Daily Beast, came after Bill Clinton. They said Bill Clinton's Me Too defense is shocking. I thought they had one of the best takedowns of what he actually had to say. As Melvin asked him this, he said, looking back on what happened, do you think you feel differently? You feel any more responsibility? And they said Bill Clinton's body language immediately changed. Anger breaking through his omnipresent cucumber coolness in the way that anger tends to break through when confident liars are called out. Well, I felt terrible then. I came to grips with it. If he felt terrible, though, says Daily Beast, what he said next didn't reflect it. Instead of remorse, Clinton offered a brand of sleazy obfuscation that has come to personify the gaudy detachment that political elites still have from the moment in which we live. The moment in which we live. So we can't have any absolute standards of right and wrong. This is now the moment. So now we have to act differently. No, actually, we did have standards back then. And to have a policy against sexual harassment that Bill Clinton said that he had doesn't mean that Bill Clinton obeys the policy of sexual harassment. To surround himself by women in his administration doesn't mean that he respects them or leaves them alone. Again, this is the kind of double talk. But look at the way the Daily Beast breaks this down. They say, there was the self-pity. I left the White House $16 million in debt. The argumentum ad populum. Two-thirds of the American people sided with me, and the clever, vague distractions. You typically have ignored gaping facts in describing this. And there was even the misdirection. I've apologized to everybody in the world, except not to the individuals involved. Not even to Monica Lewinsky. But certainly not to Juanita Broderick. Juanita Broderick said, this interviewer had the perfect opportunity today to ask Bill Clinton about the allegations of sexual assault and rape. Why doesn't NBC have me on to discuss the rape? Of course, that's the same network that held my 1999 interview until after the impeachment hearing. And again, it was Ken Starr who just focused on that aspect. And when she talked about this to the Daily Caller, she said that when she did the interview, this is before the impeachment hearing, she did an interview with the same network, NBC, and it was Lisa Myers at the time. She was supposed to run just 10 days after it was taped. But it was held for 6 weeks until after the impeachment hearing. And then they ran it up against the Grammy Awards. Broderick said she talked to Lisa Myers. And Lisa Myers said, well, the good news is you're credible. The bad news is you're very credible. And she spoke about the NBC producer. She said, you know, Andy Lack plays golf with Bill Clinton nearly every weekend. Oh, that explains it. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever
that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking about Bill Clinton's disastrous book tour. Even people on the left are ripping him apart. And as we are here live, we have Harvey Weinstein showing up for court. And, of course, he is being charged. There's allegations of non-consensual sex, of violence, of rape. And, of course, there were charges like that against Bill Clinton. But, of course, NBC, the same network that... this is part of the book tour, and a lot of people said, look at this. Boy, they really hit him hard with this. They started talking about Monica Lewinsky. But they very carefully avoided any discussion of all of the accusations of non-consensual, violent, sexual assault and rape of many women. Still doing that. Still doing that. So we're going to go back and talk about that in a moment. But as I pointed out, you know, this is his self-pardoning tour. He's pardoned himself all the way through. He had a lot of help from a lot of people like Ken Starr, for example. But he is now on his pardoning tour. And as we were talking yesterday about Rudy Giuliani's Sunday appearances, where he said, let me see. Can the president pardon himself? And he jumps on that as if the president needs to pardon himself. Again, there is no obstruction because there is no crime. They haven't shown any collusion, and even if there were collusion, as Alan Dershowitz said, that would be unwise, it would be unseemly, and it would be very inappropriate. But there is a difference between inappropriate and criminal. For something to be criminal, it has to be in the criminal statute book. Do you think that our government colludes with foreign powers all the time? Do you think that we meet with our allies and say, hey, let's take down that country over there, let's switch out that government, or... let's do this or let's do that. Of course they do. Yesterday we had Clapper bragging about it. I read you quotes from former CIA officials bragging about the fact that they had overthrown governments left and right, started wars to overthrow governments and said, yeah, that's exactly what we do. We like doing that. That's good. It's good for us to do that. Well, they're colluding, aren't they? They collude all the time. They rig elections all the time. They overthrow other governments all the time. Do you think they would try to overthrow our government as well? These same people who do have been doing it for 60, 70 years, overthrowing other governments. You think they would try to overthrow our government? As I said, we overthrow democracies, but we do it for the good of the people. Well, the people there might have a different idea. And when you look at the 60-plus year history of what has happened in Iran, I would say that the fruit of what the CIA does can best be seen if you watch the Iranians chanting every day death to America. Do you want the whole world chanting death to America? That's going to happen if we have the CIA and the military-industrial complex continue to act as if they are masters of the world and they can overthrow whoever they wish and put in whoever they wish and use any kind of tactics that they wish. Set up secret police to kidnap, disappear, torture people, as they did in Iran in the wake of their overthrow, setting up their puppet regime of the Shah in Iran. Yeah, the people that are there are horrible. You wind up with a worse government than you would have had in this blowback scenario than if we would have let them go through and elect a socialist president. They might have eventually figured out that socialism doesn't work when he bankrupted the country, when he nationalized oil industries, but the oil companies didn't want that to happen. And just as Smedley Butler said at the turn of the century, it was a different group of corporations then that the American government was going to war for. But he says, this has been nothing but a racket. In other words, organized crime in our vernacular today. Racketeering, corrupt organizations. That's what our government was at the turn of the century. And the Marine General, Smedley Butler, said, all my life, I have been overthrowing governments as part of organized crime for these big corporations. And when we do that, we overthrow these governments, that's precisely what we get. But as Alan Dershowitz said, yeah, it might be unwise to collaborate with a foreign power, an enemy foreign power, but it's not in the statutes. And, of course, if it is a crime, it's not something that is done in a court. It's done according to the Constitution with the House and the Senate.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. In the next segment, I'm going to be joined by Alex Newman. And we're going to talk about the Sandernistas. I was called Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sandernista. And, of course, Alex Jones ran into him at the L.A. airport. Had a good time trolling Bernie. But we're going to talk about what's still going on in Nicaragua as well as the deep state. Take a look at what's going on in Italy. Because later this week, we have Bilderberg beginning there. And, of course, that's a natural place for them to put Bilderberg. Because right now, Italy is kind of at the tip of the spear in terms of pushing back against the European Union, which is a product of Bilderberg. Let's understand how this all came about. Let's take a look first at what's going on in Italy. We had the crisis last week. It looked like they were going to overthrow the choice of the people in the election. They had chosen an economics minister, finance minister, and the European Union with the older parties, the leftover individual from the older parties. Again, the office of president there is not directly elected. They have the different ruling parties that are put in. It's a parliamentary process. You can have not one clear winner. And then they put together a coalition. Well, there was a coalition of anti-EU parties, one of them socialist, the other one conservative. And but they had agreed that they were going to, they had agreed on a finance minister. And the IMF people wanted to put in a former chief. And the president, who is appointed by previous administrations, by the parliament of previous elections, he was a holdover. And he said, no, we're not going to have that guy. I'm going to put in somebody from the IMF. And they said, well, if you do that, then we're going to just shut this whole thing down and have more elections, and we're going to make it a referendum on our membership in the EU. And they said, oh, never mind. We'll let you put in your economics minister. And then this weekend, we had Italy's new, as they put him, hardline interior ministry. And this is Minister Matteo Salvini was in Sicily. This is reported by France 24. And he was at a port in Sicily, which is really the front line of the massive number of immigrants that are fleeing from North Africa and the Middle East, crossing the Mediterranean, entering in, for the most part, into Sicily and other parts of Italy. And so he goes there to this point of entry, and he said, the good times for illegals is over. Get ready to pack your bags. He said, countries need to start doing their job. No more smugglers should be docking in Italian ports. He took a swipe at the NGOs or organizing rescues at sea. They said the latest announcement came, the latest group of people coming across happened just hours before he took his oath of office. They had another 158 people, including 9 children, landing there at that port in Sicily after being rescued by a humanitarian boat in an operation coordinated by the Italian Coast Guard. And, of course, once these people put themselves into that situation, then you've got to go rescue them or they're going to drown. And yet what is causing them to cross? Most of them are coming out of Libya, where we had the regime change, where we turned it into the arms bazaar for ISIS, where we could create an armed ISIS, and where the Muslims there have reinstituted slave auctions. Yes, black people are now standing on slave auctions thanks to Islam and Hillary Clinton's foreign policy. They say they struck a controversial agreement in the former government. They struck an agreement with militias in Libya. Nevertheless, they still have a massive number of people that were coming across. And as Zero Hedge points out, war has erupted between Italy's government and George Soros. They said a feud has broken out between fervent Clinton supporter George Soros and Italy's anti-immigrant League Party, which on Friday formed a populist movement in coalition with a five-star party. And that's the same guy that just said, hey, the party's over. Get ready to pack your bags. You're leaving. We're going to, listen to this, put Italians first. Whoa, that got George Soros upset. So George Soros puts out on Twitter, says openly suggesting that Salvini might be financed by Putin. He says, I'm very worried about Russia's influence on Europe in general and on the new Italian government. I do not know if Salvini was funded by Moscow, but the public has a right to know, says Soros. Again, Russia. Who do you think's behind Russiagate here? Do you think it might be George Soros and people of that ilk, the globalists? Yeah, always putting it, whenever anything happens, whenever they lose an election, it must be Putin that did this. Yeah, it's always Putin. So in response, Salvini comes back and says, Soros is worried about the Italian government. Then it means we're going in the right direction. We understand that those who have speculated for years on the skin of immigrants financing NGOs and smugglers to invade Italy. That's what he says, Soros is a speculator. And he says, the wind has changed for Soros, for all those who have profited from the deaths of hundreds of people. Force them, encourage them, created conditions to force their mass evacuation. Just as we created the chaos in Syria. And say, oh yeah, bring all those refugees and all those ISIS people that we have equipped and then bombed innocent people. Now that we've got them really mad, let's bring them to our home so that we can have them fight and change the government, the culture, the political system here. Soros, speaking in an Italian newspaper, admitted that the League's growing influence is a reflection on, quote, Europe's flawed migration policies that impose an unfair burden on Italy. But his solution is, instead of resettling the migrants, correcting the position, stopping the wars in these countries and sending them back to their homes. No, he says the EU needs to pay Italy. Just throw some money at it. We'll just keep this thing going because we're going to continue with this open border policy to take down these governments. He says it follows from the voluntary principle that the problem can't be addressed by forced resettlement, but only by the EU financially compensating Italy for the migrants that land there. There's a strong inclination in Europe to use the occasion of the new government to teach Italy a lesson, says Soros. If the EU follows this line, it will dig its own grave by provoking a negative response from the Italian electorate. That's why they backed down on forcing this election. And of course, it's not just in Italy. It's also in Hungary, Poland, and the Czech Republic. It is Italy that is challenging the EU. And so is it any surprise that the Bilderberg Group is going to be held in Turin? The meeting will be held in Turin, Italy? Of course, that's where they're going to go. You've got the Fiat Corporation there. All the globalists are going to be meeting right at the heart of this. And it was kind of interesting over the weekend. There was an independent story that was linked by the Drudge Report. And what amazing disinformation. I just want to unpack this a little bit for you. As the independent spins this, they say, oh, the secretive Bilderberg Group is going to be meeting in Turin, Italy. Protesters who believe the Bilderbergers represent a shadow world government, quote unquote, regularly picket their yearly meetups, creating need for high security. Say that's why they have to have high security. No, they've always had high security to keep people far, far, far away. The only time that didn't happen that I know of, well, they didn't keep people miles and miles away. Oh, and by the way, who pays for all that security? The host country does. The taxpayers there do. The only time that they haven't had that kind of security was a 2014 meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark. And I was there with my wife. And all this stuff about, oh, this is just a supper club. They actually said this. It's an occasional supper club. They're not talking about anything important. They're just meeting the most powerful men in the world politically, economically, the heads of the biggest corporations, the heads of these NGOs, the heads of the governments are all just meeting secretly, the bankers. No need to be concerned about that. Why would anybody want to report on it? And of course, the mainstream media doesn't. The heads of these large media establishments will go there, but not the others. Now, at this particular part, you're looking at this thing. My wife was taking pictures, and she caught Ed Balls, who was the shadow minister of the Exchequer at the UK at the time. And he comes up on the side entrance, and they said, you've got to have your pass. And he goes, oh, you know me, I'm Ed Balls. You know, just let me in. No, we don't know who you are. Where's your pass? And so he's got a pull-on luggage piece there. He starts going through this pull-on luggage piece. And he can't find it. He opens it up, and you can see, it pulls out some papers, and you can see that there is nothing in the suitcase but papers. Now, he's not going to have anything electronic because, of course, somebody could eavesdrop on that. And they go around and they black out all the windows in the hotel, even though we're fairly close to it, right in the middle of downtown. But he had a suitcase filled with nothing but papers, this shadow minister of the Exchequer. And it was just a supper club meeting. No need to be concerned about that. And interestingly enough, and subsequently to that, he was the highest person who lost in the election.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your products since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just Iran admitting to helping with the 9/11 terror attacks. Free Beacon reports that Iranian officials have admitted to facilitating the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. by secretly aiding the free travel of Al-Qaeda operatives, who eventually went on to fly commercial airliners into the Twin Towers. Speaking on Iran's state-controlled television, an international affairs assistant in Iran's judiciary, Mohammad Javed Larjani, said that Iranian intelligence officials did not stamp the passports of the Al-Qaeda militants in order to conceal their movements and prevent detection by foreign governments. Al-Qaeda operatives were also given safe refuge in Iran. Now, the U.S. government has long accused Iran of playing a role in the attacks, and the U.S. 9/11 Commission concluded that Iran played a role in facilitating the Al-Qaeda terrorists. But these remarks represent the very first time that senior Iranian officials have publicly admitted to aiding Al-Qaeda and playing a direct role in facilitating the 9/11 attacks. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you the info warriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be going to Alex Newman in this segment, and we're going to be talking about what is happening in Nicaragua. We talk a lot about what's going on in Venezuela. Do you realize that Nicaragua, the Sandinistas, Bernie Sandinistas, are still having problems? That wonderful utopian socialist paradise down there? Yeah, happening there too as well. But let's continue on with what's going on in Italy and with this independent story, basically spinning what the Bilderberg Group is about. As the Independent laughably said, the group hoped to revive a spirit of transatlantic brotherhood based on political, economic, and military cooperation. Their goal, their primary goal, has reportedly been expanded to take in a more all-encompassing endorsement of Western free market capitalism. where they make all the rules and they lord it over everybody from a central organization. This is about consolidating control in Europe. This all plays into the transatlantic partnership, the trans-Pacific partnership that President Trump shut down on day one, because this is all part of the Trilateral Commission to create three spheres of influence. The way you create global governance is with a multi-step process, a gradual process. First, you create special incentives for trade zones. You get the corporations in there with you on that. This is the way that Hitler operated. He always had, you know, there isn't a distinction between fascism and Marxism. They go to the same place. Remember, Hitler's National Socialist Party, they called them Nazis, but they were the National Socialist Party. He said that what Stalin got wrong was that he confiscated all the businesses first. He said, no, you use the businesses, you create a fascist dictatorship, you have a different argument to get power, but that's going to be the end result where we take everything, just like Stalin did. But he made a mistake because he did that first. We're going to use the corporations to get what we want. And that's what the globalists do. That's the model on which they have proceeded, the model on which Bilderberg was predicated. And that is, you use the corporations. You create economic trade zones. Then once you create economic trade zones, you create currency dependency or even union using the bankers. Once that begins to create economic hardship, then you say, well, we need to have more political union. And then you get a total political union, as they're trying to do in the European Union. You also add to that a bringing in another people group so you can divide and conquer the populations that are there. You destroy their national identity. You destroy their culture. You destroy their tradition, their history, their rule of law. You impose a new system. You have to always destroy the system, of course, before you can build your new system. And then once you create those different blocks, one in Europe, one in Asia, and then you use North America as the center spine to join those two wings together, and you do the whole thing all over again and create your world government that way. That has been the plan. But as the Independent says, the Bilderberg's group's primary goal was to be to expand Western free market capitalism, although the conspiracy theorists believe the agenda is either to impose pan-global fascism or totalitarian Marxism. They're just not sure which. What a piece of disinformation. I just explained to you how there really isn't any difference between fascism and Marxism. If you want to take a look at the Nolan chart, you can see that, but they want you to keep thinking along that left-right paradigm. We'll get back to that later in the program, but we've got Alex Newman ready to join us now, so I want to go to him without any further ado. Again, Alex Newman is a writer, and I've met Alex at former Bilderberg group meetings where he was reporting, and I was too. He reports for TheNewAmerican.com. And he also, we're going to talk to him about this as well in this interview. I want to get some information about schooling and his involvement with an education program called the Freedom Project of Education, because we drastically need to change the way that our children are being taught here. That is one of the key ways that they control us. So joining us now is Alex Newman of The New American. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, David. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thanks. It's always great to have you. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on in Nicaragua, because as I said at the beginning of the segment, we hear so much about Venezuela and the tragedy of socialism there. They have, in fact, run out of other people's money, and it is collapsing as we've always see this happening. But what is going on in Nicaragua? There hasn't really been a lot of reporting other than yours about what is happening with the Sandinistas.
Yeah, well, it really has been almost a complete blackout from the news. And you can be sure that, you know, if these protests were against Trump or some non-communist, non-socialist government, they'd be getting wall-to-wall coverage. But basically, it started out as a little protest. People were upset about some changes to Social Security. They were going to increase the contributions a little bit and decrease the benefit payments. And people got a little bit upset, so they went out in the streets and they protested. You know, old people, you're taking away our pensions. Okay. And then the regime, you know, in typical communist fashion, started brutalizing the protesters. And actually, they murdered a journalist who was doing a live feed of one of the protesters. And it really blew up. Now, you know, it's hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people have poured into the street. And the dictator there, Mr. Ortega with the Sandinistas, who's been in power, you know, with a brief stint off for more than two decades, he just responded by starting to kill them and beat them. And they've unleashed these gangs that are affiliated with the ruling political party to savagely harass, torture, brutalize these protesters. And so now it really has morphed into a call for the regime to leave, to get out of power. And people need to realize this is a regime that the United States government helped put into power, as has happened so many times in Latin America, putting in left-wing or communist socialist authoritarians. And they're still there today.
Yeah. And, you know, we had something that this kind of reminds me of that was covered quite a bit in the Western press because they couldn't avoid it in Paris. They don't have the control over the media that the Nicaraguan Sandinistas have over the media. But, of course, the Western media is complicit in not reporting what has come out of that area. But in Paris, you had students who were upset that some of their subsidies are going to be removed, that they were going to actually have to pass entrance exams and things like that before they could get these generous packages that they give college students. I mean, they get free room and board and all types of things, as well as free tuition. So that was going to change a little bit under the program that Macron was running. And, of course, he ran as a socialist, even though he's a Rothschild banker. And then he's starting to implement some economic reforms like you'd expect a banker to do. And they got very upset about that, and they were burning things down, and there was a lot of coverage of that. But it total media blackout when this happened in Nicaragua, the Sandinistas.
Yeah. Well, you know, it seems to me, and I struggle to explain exactly why, but it seems to me that the American media really ignores what happens in Latin America. When they do cover it, it's only to further their agenda. And I think a big part of the problem is the media establishment. If you look, the same Council on Foreign Relations members that have rock so much evil, so much wickedness in the United States have been doing the same thing in Latin America. And the American press, you know, people like you know, Herbert Matthews comes to mind, New York Times journalist. He went down during the Cuban Revolution, interviewed Fidel Castro and said, oh, what a great freedom fighter. He's an anti-communist. He's going to be the George Washington of Cuba. And all along you had the CFR members in the State Department saying, oh, yeah, great. You know, what a great heroic freedom fighter. We need to get rid of the Batista government. We need to support Castro. And so they put Castro into power. And, of course, sensible people were warning he was a communist, but they put him into power anyway. And we've seen this over and over and over again, David.
Yeah, we see the same thing happen in Nicaragua. They get him into power, and then it's like, oh, now we got to have the Contras to get him out of power, just like Bay of Pigs and so forth. They just can't make up their mind, can they? But James Clapper is owning it, so is the CIA. They love the fact that they're doing regime change. We'll be right back with Alex Newman of TheNewAmerican.com. Stay with us.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just Iran admitting to helping with the 9/11 terror attacks. Free Beacon reports that Iranian officials have admitted to facilitating the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. by secretly aiding the free travel of Al-Qaeda operatives who eventually went on to fly commercial airliners into the Twin Towers. Speaking on Iran's state-controlled television, an international affairs assistant in Iran's judiciary, Mohammad Javed Larjani, said that Iranian intelligence officials did not stamp the passports of the Al-Qaeda militants in order to conceal their movements and prevent detection by foreign governments. Al-Qaeda operatives were also given safe refuge in Iran. Now, the U.S. government has long accused Iran of playing a role in the attacks, and the U.S. 9/11 Commission concluded that Iran played a role in facilitating the Al-Qaeda terrorists. But these remarks represent the very first time that senior Iranian officials have publicly admitted to aiding Al-Qaeda and playing a direct role in facilitating the 9/11 attacks. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm talking to Alex Newman of thenewamerican.com. He wrote an article talking about what is happening in Nicaragua. Leftist Nicaraguan tyrant meets uprising with deadly force. That's the name of the article by Alex Newman. And what is happening right now is being decried by Amnesty International. Alex talks about in his article a report put out by Amnesty International just as recently as May 29th, a 36-page report. I want to ask him to tell us a little bit about some of the things that have been done to people there in Nicaragua. And yet this guy is the darling of the left, especially here in America. You know, Alex Jones saw Bernie Sandinista in the airport of L.A. I wonder when our press is going to start talking about this. I mean, there has been a total blackout of this. I had not even seen this, Alex. And, you know, that's not being covered. They do recover Venezuela because of the massive starvation that's happening there. You know, people hunting down dogs and cats in the street and also police officers so they can get their guns. So they can hunt other things for food, the starvation, the massive exodus. There's been a lot happening in Brazil. Not much talk about what's going on with the collapse of socialism and authoritarian centrally command control economy in Brazil. A little bit of information about that, but absolutely nothing about Nicaragua because they were the good guys, as Bernie Sanders was saying 30 years ago. You know, he went down there, oh, these guys are poets. They're wonderful. They're pushing back against America. I just love these guys. I wonder what he thinks today.
Yeah, it's a really good question, and somebody ought to ask Bernie Sanders these types of things. And you know, it really is interesting what's happening in Latin America. The communists who, and you know, communist is the correct term here. I know sometimes that gets overused, but there has been a communist network operating in Latin America for decades. It was actually set up by Fidel Castro, the murderous dictator of Cuba, former Brazilian president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who was an absolute Marxist, despite being painted as a quote unquote moderate by the Western media, very much like Castro was painted as a freedom fighter. You had the Sandinistas in Nicaragua, and then you had the Marxist narco-terrorist groups in Colombia, the FARC and the ELN and some of these others. They formed a network called the Sao Paulo Forum in English. In Portuguese, it's the Foro de Sao Paulo. And for a time there, even maybe 6 to 8 years ago, they were dominating the region. I mean, they had control, firm control over probably 2/3 of Latin America's governments. They even got, you know, stalwart anti-communist governments like Chile, where Pinochet kind of, you know, took out the communists and kept them at bay for a very long time and put in a liberty-minded constitution. But now they're on the run everywhere, right? They're sugar daddy in Venezuela, and, you know, Venezuelan oil was a big part of the funding for getting these communists into power everywhere. So was cocaine money out of Colombia from the Marxist narco-terrorist groups. But now the sugar daddy is no longer, you know, they can't even keep the lights on in Caracas, for goodness sake, let alone, you know, finance communist revolution in other parts of the hemisphere. So they are playing defense in a major way. And I suspect the CFR is not happy about this. You know, I've done a lot of work exposing the Council on Foreign Relations ties to these people, ranging from, you know, Fidel Castro, who they put into power, who they painted as some kind of hero. The CFR director of Latin American studies until just recently, Julia Swig, was actually identified by a U.S. counterintelligence official who spent his life tracking Cuban spies as an agent of influence for the regime in Havana. So they had almost the whole region locked up. We know from their own documents their plan was to, quote, rebuild in Latin America what was lost in Eastern Europe, communism, obviously. And now they're really on the run. You know, Nicaragua is just the latest example. In Brazil, we had a counter-revolution. Right now, they locked up Lula. President Lula is now in jail for corruption. They uncovered how they were stealing money from Petrobras, the state oil company, to fund their criminal buddies in other countries. The only place where they're doing really well now, thanks to the Obama administration, is Colombia, where the FARC is now coming into government. So real big problem, but, you know, good news also, the communists are really on defense in Latin America. You won't hear any of this from the U.S. media.
And of course, it's collapsing because it's an unsustainable system, as Margaret Thatcher pointed out, just like the Soviet Union collapsed. It's eventually going to happen. But in the meantime, tremendous hardship, tremendous tyranny and oppression. And let's talk a little bit about what's in this Amnesty International report. As you pointed out in your article, a quote from Amnesty International saying that they have turned on their own people in a vicious, sustained, frequently lethal assault on the rights to life, freedom of expression, and peaceful assembly. The government of President Daniel Ortega has shamelessly tried to cover up these atrocities, violating the victims' rights to truth, justice, and reparation. So tell us a little bit about what they have done specifically, some of the things you mentioned in your article.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the most horrific crimes is, you know, people gather for these protests and these thugs, which we know are affiliated with the regime, they ride around on motorcycles with weapons, with guns, they shoot into the protests. I mean, they've shot dozens and they've killed dozens and dozens of people now. They beat them ruthlessly. There's torture going on, people disappearing, journalists are being targeted. And, you know, when Amnesty International, which is very, very far on the left wing, you know, they're certainly not sending centrists or conservatives. But when Amnesty International is criticizing a left-wing government, it's something worth paying attention to. These people are clearly out of control. And, you know, I suspect it's going to get worse as long as the world is not paying attention. The Catholic Church, too. You know, the Catholic Church in Latin America has drifted very far to the left. But here you have leading Catholic officials saying, you know, this is satanic what's going on here, what this government is unleashing on us. And that's from Catholic officials who really were part of the power structure in Nicaragua and in some of these other left-wing Latin American countries. So the situation is serious. And we actually, I actually have some American sources who are down in Nicaragua, and they're saying, you know, we got to get out. We got to get back to America because this whole thing might collapse anytime.
You know, the Catholic leader that you quote here says, these are satanic forces that are taking this country to what we're seeing, these massacres, these violations of human rights. In one of these incidents that you point out in the article, these guys show up, masked men show up in vans and start shooting mortars at campus guards because this is an area where they're complaining about the cutback in benefits. You know, people demand more and more and more, and the system is less and less able to deliver anything because of the central planning that always is part of these authoritarian command control systems. But that's the amazing violence that we're seeing there.
It is. Yeah, I mean, it's just total impunity, right? None of these people expect to ever be held accountable for these crimes. They expect that the regime will protect them. You know, now there are some hints that maybe the dictator, after, you know, almost 24 years in power, might surrender power. And we know who's next in line, right? The vice president, his wife, right? And after her, his children. I mean, this is some kind of joke. And yet that's what's happening. The media is, of course, ignoring it because then they would have to admit what we already know. Socialism is a failure. It's evil. It doesn't work. And, you try it here, the same thing's going to happen, right? There's nothing unique about our DNA in America that makes us immune from these kinds of problems.
They're just thugs. They're just gangsters themselves, and they're thieves. It's a kleptocracy. You know, they have so many different. You talked about the fact. Let's understand this is communism. They have different labels, and of course, you know, communism is really kind of interchangeable with socialism. Both of those have been somewhat tainted, so they like to call themselves progressives. It's all right. The same idea. They're masters at shape shifting in terms of labels and coming up with labels that portray them in either a positive light or present something completely new. So you kind of scratch your head and say, what are these people about? And it's like, no, we know what they're about. Go back to communism. That's really what they're truly about. You also mentioned in your article that we now have people in America, interventionists, that saying, well, this is an opportunity for us to get involved again, you know, like we did with the Iran-Contras and the murderous gangs there in response to the murderous regime that we put in power. What's your response to this, and what should we really do, in your opinion?
Well, you know, in my opinion, the U.S. has done more than enough intervening overseas. And, you know, there's an interesting saying. It's attributed to former Secretary of War Defense James Forrestal, that if all of this was an accident, you know, if all these blunders, so-called, were accidents, we would expect that occasionally they would make a mistake in our favor. And yet every time the interventionists intervene, we end up with a bigger problem, right? You end up with a Fidel Castro. You end up with a Saddam Hussein. You end up with, all of the things that we've been saying. Nicaragua is the same thing, right? The U.S. ambassador to Cuba, Earl Smith, amazing guy. He actually warned the State Department that Castro was a communist and that we should stop supporting him. They put him in power anyway. Then later, I quote him in my article on Nicaragua. He said, now we're doing the same thing in Nicaragua. We're putting communists in power. Leave Somoza alone. And yet they just keep intervening. So all we can expect is more disaster.
Yeah, if it was just incompetence and random policy, you would think every once in a while it would come up heads in our favor, but it never does. So that may tell us that this is by design, to create chaos and confusion to overthrow regimes. We'll be right back.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration,
ultrafiltration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Alex Newman about how do you get to communism and socialism. Sometimes it happens by violent revolution and a war. Sometimes it is a gradual takeover. And what we're seeing here in America is something that is actually far more dangerous and far more difficult to get rid of than a violent revolution. And that is a revolution in our education. And we're going to focus not on just what is wrong, but what do we do about it? You know, so many times we ignore the positive opportunities that getting out of this failed paradigm of mass production of educated individuals by the state. I mean, think about this. This is something that harkens back to the dark ages of the Industrial Revolution, the way we've set up these institutions, and we're going to mass produce these kids' educations just like we're mass producing widgets. Is that a paradigm that works? Of course it isn't a paradigm that works. And the bullying and the violence and the Marxism that you find in our schools is evidence of that. So we're going to go back to Alex. He's got a Freedom Project education project that he's a part of. And we're going to talk to him about that as well when we, in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is a continuation of our Memorial Day sale. We've got dozens of items that are discounted 50%, and we have free shipping store-wide. Here's some of the popular products discounted 50% with free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, my personal favorite. Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver for internal use. We also have our Super Blue products, our dental products, the two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray. All of those have nano silver for external use. Silver, you know, is very effective at killing viruses and bacteria. So all those Super Blue products, 50% off as well. We also have Alpha Power, the Real Red Pill, DNA Force Plus, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the dozens of products that we have discounted 50% and with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, Alex, I want to talk a little bit about your project because, as I said, so often we talk about what is wrong with schools. And Ron Paul's got a editorial out saying homeschooling protects children from violence and Marxism. Yes, it does. I mean, you know, that's what has become the hallmark of the schools. It's become the straw that has broken the back for many parents, all the violence that is happening there and the reluctance of the schools to do anything about it, as well as the cultural Marxism. We understand what that is. We see the product of that in the snowflakes that are in the streets. You know, they stay in school through college, but it's not just the college. That's where they put the finishing touches on it. But it begins all the way back in kindergarten. This is a long-term project that they're working on, but it is also anti-intellectual. We look at there's just an article last week, Alex, I looked at, looking at the school districts that spend the most amount of money, New York, Boston, the District of Columbia, spending around $20,000 per student and having illiteracy and innumeracy rates that are 89 to 95% illiterate. It's just the opposite of what this country was at the time of its founding. Colonial America, the literacy rates were like 90% literate, not 90% illiterate. What is the problem with this? How, you know, what is the solution that you're offering with the Freedom Project?
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about this, David. I think it's the most important issue right now for our country, and that is 90%, almost 90% of our children are being brainwashed in these government institutions masquerading as schools. The illiteracy crisis is huge, and I'm so glad you touched on that. I co-wrote a book with Dr. Sam Blumenfeld on this a couple years ago. You guys sell it at the InfoWars store. It's called Crimes of the Educators, How Utopians Are Using Government Schools to Destroy America's Children. What happened at the back in the mid-1800s, Horace Mann tried out this idea in the Boston schools where they were going to teach children to read, but without teaching them phonics. So they were going to get the kids to remember whole words as if the whole word was a symbol itself rather than a series of symbols, each one representing a sound. Well, it was a total disaster. Within a few years, all the headmasters of all the schools said, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. This is garbage. The kids are ending up illiterate. We're not doing it. You can read the essay they wrote. It's brilliant. So that kind of died. And then John Dewey, the architect of our government education system with Rockefeller money, the General Education Board, which was a Rockefeller philanthropy, put $3 million behind John Dewey to resurrect this idea and start getting it out throughout the school. So they financed John Dewey to create this new paradigm in education where the purpose of education was no longer going to be to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, Latin, you know, these types of history, these types of things. Instead, it was going to be to socialize the children and basically beat the individualism out of them. And a key part of this was resurrecting this whole word method that would leave many of them, if not most of them, either functionally illiterate or very close to it, you know, very difficult to read. And the thinking was they'll never be able to educate themselves. You know, once they can't read, this will be a permanent thing, right? They'll never be able to go to the library and pick up a book and find out what's going on. They'll never be able to open the Bible or the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence and read it. Now we have Common Core, which literally mandates the memorization of sight words in kindergarten. So they're scrambling these kids' brains. By the time they're in kindergarten, this will have lifelong effects. And that's why we see numbers like you were talking about, David. The numbers are shocking. People almost wouldn't believe it unless they saw it from the government's own data that most Americans today are either functionally illiterate or very close to it.
So, you know, John Dewey is the guy that, of course, now nobody goes to libraries anymore with the card system, but he gave us, you and I are old enough to remember, the Dewey Decimal System, you know, where they categorize the books and they put the numbers and the decimal points, you know, to help you find the books in the library. But he actually came up with the Dewey Decimation System, where he would decimate our kids' education. As Charlotte Isserby And Phyllis Schlafly pointed out when they went to the Department of Education that unfortunately Ronald Reagan campaigned to shut down the federal Department of Education. There's no constitutional authority for it. And we know now afterwards that it was the deliberate dumbing down of America, as they said in their book. It is deliberate, as you pointed out, to try to dumb people down. They don't want to teach our kids how to think. They want to tell them what to think. And that's what it's become. It's become a propaganda system, not an educational system. But talk to us a little bit about classical education, because I think that's where the positive opportunity. We know what the problems are. We see a lot of problems. What do we do about it? How do we teach our kids how to think? How do we recover those lost tools of learning?
Well, step one, David, thank you so much. Step one, get your kids out of the schools. I can't emphasize it strongly enough. You wouldn't send your kid into a burning building. Why? Because you'd be worried about his or her physical safety. Well, why would you send them into a government school where you know not just their physical safety is going to be in danger, but their mental well-being, their spiritual well-being? So step one, get them out. Step two, find yourself a good way to educate them. And there's a lot of alternatives out there. Homeschooling, you know, I highly recommend it. You can use all sorts of curricula out there. The classical education model is the one that I feel is the best for parents who want some support. We've developed now the Freedom Project Academy, which is kind of a homeschool school. You know, it's a Christian school based on the classical model. So you'll get an education similar to what our founders received. You'll learn real history, real science, logic, rhetoric, grammar, Latin, foreign languages, you know, and that's how you become an educated, patriotic, God-fearing leader in this country. And that's what gives me
hope. Let me interject something here, too. You know, people hear Latin. I said, I don't want to do Latin. I don't want to do Greek or any of this stuff. But if you look at that, just like you're talking about the CSA version of teaching people how to read and understanding that instead of doing that, which doesn't work, that you teach them that phonetics build up these words and that, you know, it's a construct like that. If you understand at least a little bit about Latin, a little bit about Greek, then you understand the tools that build your vocabulary, because you can look at a word and you can dissect it into not necessarily just the phonemes, but to understand what these different things mean. So you know, understand that biology is the study of life because you know where that comes from, the origins of that. Our language is built from Greek and Latin. So that's building it from the foundation up to get a classical education, isn't it?
Exactly, David. And it also opens up this whole world of literature. You know, all the great classic literature that's come down to us through Western civilization, through the centuries, through the millennia, suddenly becomes accessible. I mean, that's why so many of our founding fathers spoke Latin and Greek and why they understood the history of ancient Rome and the history of ancient Greek. You need these kinds of things to be a well-educated, well-rounded individual. And the converse side, in the government schools, you'll be dumbed down and indoctrinated. If you go out and get a real education, you can become a person who is independent, a person who is a critical thinker, a person who can, you know, and again, that's what gives me hope. The kids who are coming out of the homeschooling programs, I mean, even on the government's own test, they make the poor victims of the government schools look like, you know, they have mental challenges. You know, it's embarrassing. And that, for me, is very hopeful that these kids are coming out who are so well educated, who are going to, I think, lead this country back to what it was supposed to be, which is a free republic, a God-fearing nation where we're free and we have our individual rights respected.
Let me interject something here too, because we only got about 30 seconds here. And that is for all the parents who feel daunted about this. Oh, I can't handle this. Is this going to be there for you to help this? You're going to be their guide. And you know, the interesting thing about this is that when you're a teacher, many times you learn more than the students do. My wife and I found that it was finishing our, she's got a master's degree in education. I did quite well in school, but we learned a great deal when we taught our kids. Hey, I never knew that. That's kind of interesting. It's going to be an adventure and a positive adventure. And you're going to protect your kids at the same time. Very important. Thank you so much, Alex Newman, the New American, and that project that he has is the Freedom Project Education.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items like our amazing nootropic, Rainforest. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforest, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
No, this is not David Knight. This is Matt Bracken subbing today for this hour. And it's kind of going to be a slow news day. I can't imagine anything out there to talk about. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, there's quite a lot to talk about. In fact, there's so much stacked up that it's hard to know where to begin. And I have some good ideas, but we'll start with what's happening in Singapore with the North Korean situation. And I have kind of an outlier idea, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just pure fantasy. But I start with the fact that Secretary of State Pompeo is reputedly one of the smartest guys around. In any room, he's the smart guy. And he's also a calm guy, unlike, you know, the president who tends to kind of go off half-cocked sometimes. Pompeo is very deliberate. He spent several days with Kim Jong-un over the last few months. On one of these trips, he was actually in North Korea when President Trump was hosting President Macron of France. That's when Macron had the full Monty military honors display on the White House behind him. I think that this was tailored to allow Pompeo, watching with Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang, to say, look, this is what you get when you play with us, when you play ball with us. And here's where I have a kind of a wild idea. And I got this from the fact that North Koreans consider Kim Jong-un to be a god, a man god. And this isn't, you know, this is of course due to brainwashing, but it's also very real. If you've seen these people like lemmings, you know, flocking around him like they're practically, in a state of sexual excitement, really. I mean, just like delirious. Well, the last time that there was a dictatorship run by a man god, we ended a war with two nuclear bombs. And a few days after Nagasaki, Emperor Hirohito made a recording, just a voice recording that was broadcast all over the country on loudspeakers to stand down and surrender. And this actually came about, it happened, because he ordered it. I think that what Pompeo has been telling Kim Jong-un is there is a way out of this box, this hermit kingdom corner that your country's been painted into. You can become one of the great men of history. You could be up for a Nobel Peace Prize. They'll make new prizes for you if you open your country up. Now, the problem is that the North Korean dictators are in the situation of riding a tiger. How do you get off without being eaten by the tiger? And by that, I mean the anger of the people that are currently in North Korean concentration camps and so forth. It's a real dilemma. Not only that, but Kim Jong-un must fear that the generals might pull a coup d'etat against him if they think that they're going to be you know, sold out and possibly subject to Nuremberg-type trials. And in regards to that, I think that Pompeo would have been saying, look at Germany. East Germany was a basket case economically compared to West Germany, but they did reunite. And a former communist, instead of being in, you know, in on trial or in prison, a former communist named Angela Merkel is actually, you know, the leader of Germany today. So this is a way, I think, like an escape lane for North Korea, rather than being, you know, reduced to ashes in an exchange with the United States. He could instead turn the page and become one of the great men of history. And, you know, this I think is coming, something like this. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So keep your eyes out for some very major announcements. And probably it'll happen after Kim is back in Korea, but I think something like this is coming.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
What a momentous time to be watching the news, you know, to have front row seats as history is unfolding. We saw at the G7 summit that President Trump is not afraid to go big or go home. I mean, the man will stand against every other world leader if he feels he's right, and he's ready to walk away from a deal. So I think part of his Canada experience was a demonstration to Kim Jong-un. Don't mess with me. I'm not somebody to be trifled with. I think that this was very calculated how he got into the brawl with Trudeau over being, you know, a backstabber and so forth. So this was, I think, really designed as a message to Kim Jong-un. President Trump doesn't think small. He doesn't play small ball. He's playing for the big game, and he's been a big game player for many decades. He's probably more prepared for this than any president we've had. Going back to his days as an outsider in Manhattan real estate, going up against political machines and corrupt unions and coming out unscathed and coming out wealthy. So the guy has really learned to negotiate. He's learned not to be pushed around, and he's learned how to get what he wants. And as a reality TV show, he also knows how to be effective on the world stage on camera. So I don't expect a small event out of North Korea. I expect something really huge, really major. And that's why I draw the comparison to Emperor Hirohito, who gave the stand down order, comply with the Americans, only after two cities were nuked. But I think that this is a lesson that Kim Jong-un is getting now prior to being nuked, that to make it unnecessary. It's allegedly, this isn't really confirmed to me, but allegedly he studied in Switzerland as a young man. He's very well versed, in the ways of the West. The problem is he can't just walk away from the throne without possibly being shot as the dictator that he has been. I mean, they still have people in very brutal, horrible concentration camps. They still, even last year they used nerve gas against a defector in an airport, in Malaysia or Indonesia. So these guys have a lot of blood on their hands. It's going to be hard to get off the tiger. But if anybody can, it's the man god, Kim Jong-un. And I want to relate a story that is very unknown in history that is a little bit of underwater demolition team, SEAL team history going all the way back to World War II. We all have seen the pictures of our battleships in Tokyo Bay. But before those battleships came in, there were giant naval guns in pillboxes, in the mountains around Tokyo Bay. And those cannons had to be destroyed, taken out of action before we could risk bringing ships in. Even if one pillbox, and I'm talking about like the guns of the Navarone, giant things, giant guns, 20-inch cannons. We couldn't risk bringing our ships in if even a rogue element was ready to fire on the ships. Well, they sent UDT guys in jeeps up to these fortifications with translators, not knowing if they would be sniped, shot, fragged. Did the emperor stand down? Did it really count? I mean, was it really going to stick? And when we knew that it really was going to stick was when those frogmen and other units went out very widely dispersed, no backup, no safety, no protection, and went right into these gun fortifications and destroyed them. But because Hirohito had said, obey the Americans, surrender means surrender, they actually stood by while we went into their crown jewels, these major naval gun fortifications, and destroyed their barrels, with explosives and thermite and so on. At that point, we really came to understand that Hirohito's stand down went across the country, up and down the society. And that is a unique situation for North Korea today. Of course, there's a risk that some generals below him might be afraid that, they'll be brought up on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. But a similar situation prevailed in Japan in 1945, and there, in fact, were war crimes trials, and Japanese generals were hanged. But that didn't prevent the society from surrendering when ordered to surrender by their man, God, king. So I'm not expecting this to happen. I'd put it at maybe a one-third chance. But Pompeo, being a student of history, he understands this dynamic probably better than any of us. And I think that's what he's been coaching Kim Jong-un toward during their several meetings over the past few months. Do you want to go down in history as the last emperor of the Hermit Kingdom that led to its absolute annihilation? Or do you want to go down as a great man of history that turned the corner on this path of desolation and ruin and brought Korea into the 21st century, a unified Korea? And if any group of people on earth can do it, it's the Koreans. After the 1951-52 era, Seoul was flattened. It was one of the poorest countries in the world in terms of its infrastructure. And look what they've done. So if there's any group on the planet that can rebuild the North, it's the South Koreans. Another question is, what will China think about this? For decades, it's been China's position that they don't want a unified super state, a unified Korea. It would be as powerful as Japan on their doorstep. And this has been their position, and it's endured through all of these sham negotiations and treaties that we've seen before the Trump era. But what Trump did was upend this calculation by saying there won't just be a status quo of a divided Korea with North Korea serving as a Chinese cat's paw to be turned up and turned down in terms of its belligerence as China, being a the puppet master, you know, wants to poke and prod at the West. Instead, what Trump did was say, that calculation is out the window. What you're going to get is possibly a nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula, or we're going to try a new path. And this is the new path that we're seeing. Also, this is something I haven't seen reported in the U.S. There have been Chinese transport flights into the Philippines and recently, over the past week. And the only thing that I can think of, because these were unexpected, they caused kind of a little mini scandal in the Philippines that these Chinese transports landed, big Ilyushin cargo jets. When our president travels abroad, he not only takes the Air Force Ones, he takes an entire air armada of C-17s and C-5s to take all of the logistical train that's required to support him overseas. I think that these Ilyushins are doing this for Kim Jong-un, meaning that China is giving diplomatic support, you know, kind of under the radar, but China is actually supporting the Singapore mission. It would be in their power to sabotage it, certainly. So if China is in any way supporting this diplomatic overture, they might be on board with reuniting North Korea and South Korea on terms that are favorable to all sides, just to defuse the potential of this, you know, of an all-out war on the peninsula. So this is definitely a time to keep our eye on lots of things that aren't really in the discussion yet. You know, Chinese participation, the potential for Kim Jong-un to pull a Hirohito and, you know, unilaterally stand down the North. I mean, we're in very momentous times. And if it happens, I don't know what the Democrats are going to do, but Trump is going to get the credit. And how can he not?
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
This is Matt Bracken. I'm in for David Knight today. And I'd like to switch gears now and talk about what's been happening in Great Britain. Sometimes it kind of bugs me when I see Americans say, well, the hell with them. You know, screw Britain, screw the Europeans. they let the Muslims take over. It's their problem. You know, we're not going to bail them out again like we did in the 20th century twice. And I think this is a very wrong-headed approach. The way I look at it, Britain and Europe are the canary in our coal mine. The only difference between them and us is maybe a decade of time, and the fact that we have the First and Second Amendment, which are very important, obviously. You can see the importance of the First Amendment in the events in Britain, where they literally are arresting people for their social media posts, which is almost unfathomable. And after the arrest of Tommy Robinson 2 weeks ago, they literally put out a D notice, which meant you couldn't report on them. You couldn't report on the arrest at all. A news blackout. Now, they were shamed into lifting this news blackout after a few days, but it's still in effect in a sense, in that if you go to publications, even, you know, middle of the road leaning right publications like the Daily Mail, the only news articles that you'll see about Tommy Robinson or the massive protests in London over the weekend is that he's a thug and these thugs were beating up police. So it's almost like a Pravda view of the world. Yet at the same time, we can see that the truth is coming out, because these Pravda style, you know, anti-Tommy Robinson articles have their comments disabled. And this is a sure sign that the comments are running so hard against the official line that they are afraid to let people read what people are thinking about it. Whenever you see comments disabled in a British newspaper, you know that social media is taking up the slack. People aren't just going to turn off their computer and say, well, I guess nobody has anything to say. All they're doing is switching over to YouTube and watching citizen journalists reporting right from the street. And there's one citizen journalist, sometime politician named Paul Weston. I wish you could all see the video that he made last week about the British traitor class and what they've done with Tommy Robinson. You know, if you remember watching the movie Braveheart, the Scots are in an uprising against the English, who are invading the North, Scotland. what happens with the Scottish nobles in the movie and in history? You know, did they come out in support of William Wallace? No, they don't. They backstab him. The elites, the royalty of Scotland, backstab the average ordinary Scots who are trying to fight off the English in order to make separate deals with the English, whereby they will keep their castles and keep their power and their wealth. This is a pattern we see over and over again in history. The elites don't suddenly rise up and become patriotic. What they do is they put their finger in the wind, and if they sense that an invasion is going to be successful in the long run, they trim their sails to favor the invaders. This is a sellout. This is actually the elites acting as Judas goats. They don't announce, yeah, I've converted to Islam, or I'm going to convert to Islam. What they do is they say, Islam is a religion of peace. We have nothing to worry about from Islam. Everybody, be quiet, stay calm, go home. And in the meantime, the invasion is picking up speed. The Islamic conquest is becoming more and more difficult to dislodge. The British people are being sold out. Europeans across the continent are being sold out. And this is all so that the elites can maintain their power and their wealth. And this is the price of their treason, is to serve as Judas goats. So it's really important what we're seeing in Britain over the weekend, with people who are normally very acquiescent to authority. You know, the British stiff upper lip, I mean, other than football hooligans, Brits are known for being very polite, very formal. And in the streets of London this weekend, they were throwing barricades at the police while chanting, shame, shame, shame on you. And this is for protecting the Muslim rape gangs while actually, you know, turning a blind eye to the repeated gang rapes of tens of thousands of British girls. All because the elites see this invasion being successful in the long run, and rather than provoke a hard pushback against the Islamic conquest of Britain, they're trying to suppress the actual working class Brits into just going along with it. And something to understand about this dynamic, going back to the Judas goat leading the sheep into the slaughterhouse, the way that it works, the sheep start in a big field, and gradually there are corrals on each side, and the corrals act like fish weirs, like a trap of fences that turn inward like funnels. It becomes more and more difficult to escape until finally the sheep are just lined up with fences on both sides heading right into the slaughterhouse. We saw this dynamic over and over again in 1930s in Germany, and then in Poland and Eastern Europe with the Nazis rounding up the Jews. There were always Jews at the top of society that said, it can't get any worse. Just obey the Germans. Don't resist. Don't give them a reason to oppress us. Follow the new German rules. And eventually you just keep following until you're on a boxcar to Auschwitz. And at this point in history, the Brits are saying, enough. We're not going to be the sheep led by our Judas goat traitor elites into the slaughterhouse. And they're talking about some form of insurrection. You know, when the Brits are shouting at the police a chant that goes, you're not English anymore, for the Brits, this is very harsh. This is calling them traitors. And, you know, this is a really damning thing for them. Anyway, now I'd like to give out the phone numbers for the next segment to call into the show. It's 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. We can talk about North Korea, Britain. We can talk about the deep state coup against the president that seems to be falling apart. And it's also a good time to talk about our last chance summer sale, where we can get the real Red Pill Plus Survival Shield X2. This is a sale to help start the summer. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Silver Bullet, Alpha Power, all 50% off with free shipping. This is the way that this station stays on the air, folks. There's no network. There are no billionaires. It's just us. So you support InfoWars, you keep us on the air. That's how it works. So go to the InfoWars store, shop around, and buy some InfoWars products. Get your t-shirts and bumper stickers. Show your colors. You know, be loud and be proud. And never back down, never surrender.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
This is Matt Bracken in for David Knight today. And I'm going to switch again. And now we're going to talk about the deep state coup against President Trump. It seems like this week, while the president is out of town across the globe on the other side of the world, things are going to start dropping. The IG, the long-awaited Inspector General report, which has been finished for a couple months, at least, or at least it was supposed to be finished, I think in March, then May, then June. Anyway, it's going to supposedly come out later in the week. By tomorrow, Devin Nunes has said, if the Department of Justice, basically he's given an ultimatum without naming his what the threat, the retaliation will be. But Devin Nunes has said he needs to see the scope letter and the predicate information, you know, the genesis of the counterintelligence spying plot, against the Spygate plot against Trump by tomorrow. So the conventional wisdom has been that the Department of Justice can determine when the Inspector General report will actually come out. And that they'll be burying it by putting it out while Trump is out of the country and all eyes are on Korea. I'm not going with the conventional wisdom here. I think that, as I've seen and noted in Conservative Treehouse and other places, some of the biggest disclosures have come out when Trump has been out of pocket. And this is a way, I think, for Trump to say, hey, I had nothing to do with this. I wasn't around when the hammer drops. And I think the hammer is going to drop on the Department of Justice and the FBI this week, first with Nunes and then the Inspector General report. Also, remember last week we had the first of pretty major arrests. This guy who was the head of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee came out that he was having an affair with a girl 30 years younger than him, named Allie Watkins of BuzzFeed and now the New York Times. And this guy was taken out of action by the Department of Justice last fall, but this was only publicized in the last week. So for the past 6 months, he's probably been singing like a canary and helping the Department of Justice to ensnare more of his fellow felony leakers. So there are pretentious things in the wind right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if we find out that Huber, the U.S. attorney from I believe Nevada or Utah, that's been working hand in hand with Michael Horowitz of the Inspector General report. It might turn out that soon after the IG report drops, the indictments start to drop. This means that Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Sally Yates, many of them could face indictment, and not all of them are going to be willing to do a G. Gordon Liddy and go down with the ship. I think a lot of them are going to say we were just following orders, and that's going to lead straight into the Obama White House. So we're in for a heck of a ride this summer. Now, we've got a lot to talk about still, but I'd like to now go to some callers if we can, and see what other folks out there are thinking about, you know, North Korea, the Inspector General report, the ongoing events in Britain. Jake in Ohio. Jake, you there?
I am. How are you, Matt?
Good, thanks. What do you have for us today? You bet.
I just wanted to touch base on the eroding Constitution here in the United States of America. And it seems like it's like what you guys are saying all the time, that it's happening all over the world. And I just wish that people would understand that Constitution is protecting us from bowing down to any king other than our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's so amazing that it's happened here. And it's like you said, it's 200 years old, but it's still brand spanking new. And we should really protect that. And I hope that everybody can come together and do that.
Well, you know, fortunately, The Brits had the Magna Carta, but it's more of a symbolic document than anything else. We have the First and Second Amendment, so it's much more difficult for the government to silence us. And if push comes to shove, we have the Second Amendment to resist with arms, to resist tyranny with arms. As far as the United States being perhaps, you know, divinely inspired during the founding, I think that's certainly true, but I forget if it was de Tocqueville, I forget who said, you know, America will be great as long as it's good. And I think that the cultural Marxists have done such a great job of you know, rotting the foundations, the moral foundations of our country, that it's kind of a dubious claim that America is still a good or godly country. Certainly there are elements in our country, there are, you know, maybe a majority, I hope, who are still godly, you know, people, spiritual people, moral people. But the tide seems to be running against it. But maybe the tide is turning. You know, the supposed blue wave that will come in November, the anti-Trump blue wave, it could turn out to be a red wave. I mean, even in places like California, I think people might have had enough. They've seen where the cultural Marxist rot is taking us, and it might be a time to turn back to our moral roots and make this country a good country and therefore a great country again. Thanks, Jake. Who else do we have here? Brianna. Okay, Brianna in Washington. Is that Washington State?
Yep. Go ahead,
Brianna.
Yeah, I wanted to point out a couple of things. I had seen the shift in, law back in the 90s, and that was that a court decision, a Japanese woman whose husband had cheated on her, she waded into the ocean with her two children under each arm. They died, she didn't, and her defense was that it would have been absolutely unheard of for her in Japan to have killed herself and not taken her children. So that was an attempt to get something on the books, I think, to allow the camel's nose under the tent. I also knew of a Lebanese woman whose husband, and I think this is going to come into play a little bit later on, he was Muslim, and he had been flying very Western until his family got here. And he was chastised by his parents for not sexualizing their children as was expected by their culture. And so he got on board for sexualizing his children. And she, in fact, was in hiding because of him. And one more thing I'd like to point out about academics. I instinctively pulled my son out of school. I don't even know why, but it was prior to Common Core. He's my most conservative child. He was kind of a hard head, and I educated him until fifth grade, and then he got to be too much for me, and he continued to fight with me about it. So I sent him to my sister in a different state who brought him, and this is kind of showing.
Brianna, we're going to be going into a hard break, so we have to wrap this up, and maybe I'll discuss your points after the break.
Okay.
But can you finish up?
Well, I was going to say in 6 months, she brought him up to the collegiate level.
Well, I hope that we are at a turning point in this country. I mean, I hope that you know, a majority of Americans have seen where the cultural Marxism has taken us and are going to start pushing back. You know, you can't just go with the flow. The flow is right down the sewer, unfortunately. You know, if you don't want to make waves, if you just want to go along to get along, then we're all in big trouble. We need to resist. We need to stand up for our principles, and we need to take the fight to the cultural Marxists and not just be passive victims.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
If you were born in 1957, you know that this is Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. You just know it. Great tune. Anyway, we're sticking with callers on this big breaking news day. Most eyes are on North Korea, also the Inspector General report, and events all around the world. Volcanoes in Guatemala and Hawaii, who knows what's going to break loose next. Anyway, let's go to Peter in Washington now, who wants to talk about the MacArthur Plan and North Korea. Go ahead, Peter.
Yes, you can hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, fine. Yes. General MacArthur did not allow American businesses in there. He wanted the Japanese to rebuild it themselves. He also said, what we need is really 10,000 Christian missionaries. Now, I don't think Kim, you know, assuming everything is right, I don't think that Kim Jong-un should allow any American companies in there without having it first checked with President of the United States, because this has to be trust, and there's this time there's not going to be any betrayals like was done in Libya or was done by Franklin Delano Roosevelt against Chiang Kai-shek. There's not, and that's the only thing. And Christian missionaries, this country's too weak to make it just Christian missionaries, but I just would hope that the president of North Korea will allow Christian missionaries to come in, and no other religion. And I'm not for any kind of globalism, none whatsoever, except for the spread.
Thanks, Peter. You know, it's interesting that the elites in North Korea, they actually do have schools that are run by Christians, South Korean Christians. It's hard to believe, but these Christian teachers aren't allowed to proselytize, but they kind of lead by example. So they can't invite people to go to church, but by their example, they have been showing, this is now going on more than a generation, the Christian teachers from South Korea have been actually teaching the elites and trying to sort of prepare the path for an eventual dropping of their hermit kingdom status. If there's any group that is going to open up North Korea, it's going to be the South Koreans. Other than Trump forcing the deal, you know, forcing the wheel of history to turn, once a deal is made, it's going to be South Koreans fanning out into North Korea. It's not going to be American companies and Americans or pale-faced American Christian missionaries. The Christian missionaries that you speak of will be Koreans, and they're very strong. So I am, you know, cautiously optimistic that something very momentous can happen, but it's not going to be, you know, Apple and Ford going into North Korea. It's going to be South Korea that reunites the country. If it can be done, it's going to be the South Koreans. Can we take another caller now? Let's see. Anthony, the Bronx, New York City. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Matt. How are you? I always look forward to when you're on. I especially like your knowledge and take on the left's alliance with Islam and their... Right. And they're planning to take down the West. Anyway, I know you don't have much time, but I wanted some practical advice. I live in a neighborhood where there is a growing presence of Muslims. I see women with hijabs, burqas, and it's growing little by little. A few years ago, there was even a guy arrested in his apartment in my neighborhood for supporting ISIS. And I feel so powerless to see this happen in my neighborhood. At some point, there were very little Muslims in Europe, and little by little they started infiltrating, and now we see what the problem is, how big it is. What can, besides spreading the word and being aware, is there any practical advice you have on how one can deal with the hopeless and helpless feelings that come with an Islamic takeover?
Yeah, it's a difficult problem, because what they do is they set up a cell with a hard shell around it that is almost impenetrable. And then they just expand the shell outward. They drive people out with the call to prayer and the, you know, scary things like women wearing hijabs and niqabs and burqas. This tends to drive the non-believers out of an area until it becomes fully like a fortified zone of Sharia law. The important thing, I think, to try to proselytize or to teach Americans is that, and this is what Americans fail to grasp, Sharia law is not like a Jewish rabbinical law or a Catholic doctrine. Sharia law applies to everybody who is under the control of an Islamic area. You know, there are laws under Sharia for how Christians and Jews have to behave or face violent consequences. You know, this is something that Americans don't understand. Sharia is for everybody. It's not just for Muslims. And it's important to also teach Americans that Muslims are taught that anything goes when you're dealing with non-Muslims. So if lying about Sharia law helps to spread Sharia law, they will lie about it. And this is when, you know, the biggest problem still is that Americans take Muslims at face value. When somebody says, oh, I'm a moderate Muslim, I don't believe in that crazy stuff, then you have to say, then do you believe in all of the Quran? Do you believe that all of the Quran is the revealed word of Allah through Muhammad? They're either going to say yes or no. If they say yes, that means they agree with slavery of infidels, you know, with raping infidel girls as a way of terrorizing and demoralizing the non-believers. It means the whole thing. It's the whole package. If they say no, I disagree with the part of the Quran, then they've just become apostates. So the key is to force them onto one side or the other while remembering that they will lie. But what they won't do is state publicly that they are against elements of the Quran and the Hadiths. So by putting them on the spot, you're either going to draw them out as a potential apostate or force them to admit that, yes, actually, slavery is a part of the institution of Islam, you know, as is, you know, a perpetual conquest. Jihad is not just some spiritual thing. This is actually a lie spread by, you know, these Taqiya Muslims that jihad just means a spiritual, a conquest inside your own soul. That's BS. Going back 1,400 years, you know, jihad means violent conquest. It means spreading Islam by the sword or by treachery or by, you know, by lies. And it's actually almost more effective for them to do a jihad by what they call hijra, which is jihad by migration, setting up these fortified cells inside of the enemy camp, the Dar al-Harb. That's the world of the enemy, until each little part that's conquered by Muslims becomes part of the Ummah, the worldwide Islamic, the world of submission, the Dar al Islam. So yeah, we need to tell people that it's not benign. This is a cancer business. Just like in the 1930s, if somebody had said, "Oh, he's a good Nazi, let him set up a Nazi temple," it obviously would have been, you know, laughed at. And when the German-American Bund did have rallies, they were seen as, you know, as agents for a spreading cancer that was spreading in Europe. But Muhammad was much smarter, much more clever than Adolf Hitler. He set up a religion that would be self-perpetuating using the worst elements of human nature, you know, the desire to conquer, to rob, to loot, you know, to rape, to enslave. These all became the reward system of Islam. And any Muslim that wants to debate me on this, I'm happy to have that debate. And I'll use the Quran and the Hadiths in the debate. And this, what this does is forces these Muslims to either say, "You're right, that does sound pretty evil. Maybe I should rethink my faith, my belonging to this faith." Or it forces them to say, "That's right. You got it. You outed us. You know, we're going to conquer you one way or the other." But don't let them just slide in with this pretense of Islam is peace. Islam is just another religion. It's not. Islam is a conquest strategy camouflaged as a religion. That's how it gets through, by lying about its intentions. And, you know, we're seeing it all happening today. And keep the faith, brother, and don't submit.
We've
taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.